Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. We're talking here. This is the famous base core perek. You're selling a base core, that's an area of land, to somebody. Similar to the previous program, where we're discussing where the seller wasn't precise in the specifications of what he's selling. So we have to come up with some set of rules. What's we can reasonably assume the seller meant, and what the purchaser meant in terms of what should be included in the sale. So just as a side point here. A base core means the amount of area in which you can plant a core worth of seeds. Core is actually a measurement of volume. Okay? So we'll say it once over, just for review. Exactly. A core is 30 saw. Now a saw, this is quite useful to remember. A saw is a 6-pack, if you think 2-liter bottles, water, whatever it is. So think of a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles of water, like the Angetti, you know, water, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that is how much a saw is. A 6-pack of 2-liter bottles. Why is that particularly useful to remember? That's in its own right, 12 liters, fine. But a 6-pack is also divided into 6 2-liter bottles. And each of those 6 2-liter bottles is the same volume as a kav. There are 6 kav in a saw. So it's good to have visual memory that you have your each of those 2-liter bottles is a kav. 6 times together make a saw. And there's also, what comes up a lot, is the rova, the quarter, or the rova kav, the quarter of a kav. That is the same as a 500 milliliter bottle. So really a quarter of 200, 2 liters is 500 ml. So that's like the rova is the 500 cc, the kav is the 2-liter bottle, the saw is the 6-pack, and the core is 36 packs. 36 packs is a lot, obviously, 360 liters. Just you shouldn't be confused, not a topic really, but the rova is a quarter of a kav. The revius, which also means a quarter, which usually is referred to as a quarter of a lug. The truth is that a lug, I don't get confused now, but just too much, but a lug is the same as a revius, a lug is the same as a rova kav. A lug is also 500 mil. The rova is really for dry measure, and the lug is for wet. Okay? But so when you get to a revius, that's your kiddush kav, 125 ml, a quarter of 500 ml. Anyways, but here we're talking about a core, so we're talking about 36 packs of 2 liters.
Can you make up like a laminated chart?
There are charts all over the place, like the introduction, there are all over the place. Yeah. But but at least these three are easy to remember, because there are charts, but usually what happens is there's just a bunch of numbers, like in a grid, so that your eyes have to glaze over, you don't remember. But like, if you want to visualize it, so you got, now you can forevermore think, so when you hear a saw, think of six pack of water, and you're good to go. 2-liter bottles. So the point is, a base core is the amount of land that you could plant a core's worth of seeds. Okay? And it works out that the standard area size they measured in, like the equivalent of our, I don't know, acres in America or dunam in Israel, is the base saw. The base saw was standard. That was 50 by 50 amos, the base saw. So if a core is 30 times a saw, so a base core is 30 times the area of a base saw. Okay, so 50 by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square amos. So times 30 is 75,000 square amos, which is quite big. 75,000 square amos is quite big. Okay, you know, it's big. Now, as a base core is like twice the size plus of a soccer field, like a British football or American soccer field. That's big. Okay, so that's big. Okay? A base saw is smaller than this room. Not much smaller, but smaller than this room. Okay? This is on the tape. This is the base measure, this is a big room, obviously. Okay. So, again, Homer Lechavirov once says to his friend, base core afar, ani mocher lach, I'm selling you one base core's worth of soil, sand, dirt. Now, he means, of course, not the dirt just, but he means the land with the dirt. But the way the bartender learns, that the point is he specified this mishnah, according to the bartender, is about the quality of land he's selling. So by saying not just a base core, not just selling you, you know, so many acres of land, I'm selling you so many acres of arable land, because it's afar, it's plantable land. And therefore, as the bartender learns it, is we're going to have a problem if some of the land is taka not plantable. So he said, I'm selling you a base core of afar. So then the Mishnah says, Hayusham nekama mukim asar tfachim. If on that base core there are nikaim, like holes in the ground, ditches, you know, like trenches, that are amukim asar tefachim, that are 10 tefachim deep. Again, like all the significant rishios, it had to be 4 tefachim wide. Okay, but still, it's, for argument's sake, let's call it a foot or so, 16 inches wide, and you know, a yard or so deep. Those are unplantable, and like they're separate arrows themselves, and therefore they wouldn't count. Similarly, osalam gavoim asar tefachim. If you had boulders in the middle of the field, and those boulders are 10 tefachim high, they're like they're their own, if, again, if they're 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim across, they're separate rishus themselves. So therefore, eina nimdan nimdadin ima. They're not included in the measurement of the base core. So in other words, the way it would be is, if I'm telling you I'm selling the quality of land, I'm telling you is a base core. So then if you turn out that turns out there's 100 square feet of huge boulders, all right, or deep trenches, I'd have to sell you an extra, compensate you with an extra 100 square feet at the edge of the field of plowable land. Again, the reason why, according to Bartanura, is because he specified afar. But if it would have just said, I'm selling you a base core of land, then this wouldn't make the rocks or the ditches wouldn't make a difference. Tosos, by the way, disagrees. Tosos learns that it wouldn't, afar is not the issue. The point is that any, if you sell someone a plot of land, it's understandable that it's for planting, and therefore the whole chiddush of afar, so even though he specified afar, boulders less than 10 tefachim still are included inside of it. Bartanura says, no, afar is specific, because otherwise people would say, listen, when I sold you land, if I just told you I'm selling you a base core of land, I figured you wanted it just for planting. I figured maybe you also wanted it to build a house on, and you know, I don't know what, you could use land for other things, therefore what would be the problem if there's a ditch here or a rock there? Maybe that's to your advantage. Okay. So anyways, but the point is, according to Bartanura, the whole, like if I would summarize what this mission is about, is the quality of the plantable land, as opposed to quantity, which is the next mission. Pachos mikan, if there's any rocks or ditches that are less than 10 tefachim high or deep, or less than 4 tefachim across, nimdadin ima, they are included in the measurements. So you don't deduct, you don't just exclude those from the shear of the base core that you've been selling. The Gemara, by the way, speaks out, as we'll see later on in the perek, this assumes that the guy, for argument's sake, had this like land bank, and he told you he'd give you a piece of his massive land tract, and you know, now you're complaining that it wasn't what you bargained for. But obviously, if you only had one field, and it was a base core, plus minus, and he said, that's the field, and you took it, then the fact there are rocks or holes in it, that doesn't help you anything, because it was clear to you, remember, we're trying to ascertain, because we weren't explicit about the specifications, what the buyer and seller must have meant. If you only have one field, and that's it, and you saw it, so what do you want from me? You agreed to buy it. You could see full well that it's got rocks on it. Okay. Now, v'im amarlo, if the seller said, instead of saying a base core afar, he just says k base core afar. Now, k means like plus minus, approximately a base core. So now he's added in built-in wiggle room. That being the case, he wasn't warranting that it's a full to the penny, every bit of its quality, like the Bartanura understands. There are going to be some rocks and ditches. What? It's approximately a base core. If that's the case, afilu hayusham nakam mukim yoser masar tfachim, even if then there are ditches that are 10 tfachim deep, Oslam Gavon Yoser Ma'arba Tfachim, Ma'asara Tfachim, excuse me, or if there are rocks that are 12, 10 Tfachim high, like, you know, a meter high, whatever it is, Hare Elu Nimdadin Ima, those are part of the Cheshbon because he said approximately and that's what you got. The Gemara speaks out that if there be a massive area in the base core which is unplantable, in other words, let's say it's the shear is 4 Kavan, a base, in other words, again, if you remember, there are 4 Kavan in a saw, we said this saw is the space saw is a standard 50 by 50, 2500 square almost. So 4 carbon is 4 to 6, 2/3 of the base saw. In other words, 1,667 square almost. If you had an area that big, in other words, say 33 by 50 almost of land that were unplantable, that just like a rock area, you know, you had like, you know, in Australia, the Ayers rock, that massive rock in the middle of. So if you have, even if you said k approximately, once you have a single region that's unplantable because that got a big rocky outcropping that size, that would not be included anymore. It's too big. 4 kav. So 4 kav again, just do the math. There are 30 saw in a core. Since there are 6 kav in a saw, so you have 180, just to give you proportional size, you have 180 kav in the base core. If in the 180 base cabin, there's a 4 base cob area that's unplantable together, that wouldn't be included. So you have to compensate.